Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to James chapter 4. In verse 6, the Word of God says that God gives more grace. There is a level of grace, and then there is a higher level of grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God will resist people who are proud. And then he gives grace, but not just grace, but even a greater measure of grace to those people who are humble. In other words, grace is three things. Sometimes we think of grace as being what's called unmerited favor, undeserved favor from God. You didn't deserve it, but God does it for you anyway. That is a type of grace. That's one aspect of it, but there's two others. Then in Ephesians 2, it's also the kindness of God. So God is even more kind to the people who are humble. God is kind by his nature, and then he's even more kind to those who are humble. And then there's also the government of God in Hebrews 4:16. It's a throne of grace, which is a seat of government. And God increases the activity of the government of God for those people who are humble. But those people who are proud, God resists them. And that word resist is a military word. It literally means that God takes a military stand of opposition against the proud. If a person is proud, God will resist them, oppose them in a military fashion. That's mind-boggling if you think about it, that if a person is proud, they are militarily resisted by God. God is fighting against them. The temptation can be sometimes, because we all have an old sin nature, to become proud. You can be tempted to become proud. You can be tempted to kind of puff yourself up a little bit, to think something highly of yourself. I'm all that and a bag of chips. And people can become proud. Resist that temptation. It's a bad temptation. Guys, listen to this carefully. Always stay humble. Humility is the single most important characteristic of a successful Christian. Always stay humble. Always. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter if you think you're right. Doesn't matter if you think you're smarter, better, any of that. None of that is relevant. None of that means anything. Always stay humble. Always stay humble. Now, humble isn't that I think bad things of myself. That's not humility. Humble is that I agree with God about everything. That's humility. The person who is humble agrees with God about absolutely everything. That means they don't get too big in their own eyes because God says we're made of dust. Show me big dust. I call it mud. And so you get somebody who thinks they're all that and they're really saying, look at me, I'm mud. But they don't realize it. You may have somebody who's very good in sports, for example. You get a slot in school. Somebody who's good in sports. And they think they're all that and a bag of chips. They're nothing. They're dust balls. Watch out for that. This is a person who's asking God to oppose them in a military fashion. You think you're good in sports, you're nothing compared to what God can do. You think you can throw a ball, God can throw you. You don't want to get proud with God. Never get proud. Never, ever get proud. If there is a temptation to be proud, if there is a temptation to think something differently than what God thinks, resist it, avoid it, don't do it. God hates it. In Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 16, pride is the sin that God hates the most. He hates murder. He doesn't hate it as bad as he hates pride. He hates all sin, but he doesn't hate any of them as much as he hates pride. God absolutely hates pride. It's the only sin where God says, if you enter into this sin, I will take a military stand of opposition against you. I'm going to fight with you like an army fights. God hates pride. He absolutely detests it. It's vulgar to God. It's vile to Him. He hates it. Never get proud. Never get proud. In our culture, including in schools, unfortunately, it's not uncommon for young people, but really everybody, to be told to be proud. And they don't say to you in those words, be proud. They say to you things like, follow your heart. You're all that. They say, oh, you're so special. Why am I special? They can't tell you. Right? But they say, be all about yourself. Look out for number one. Number one isn't me. Yeah, look out for number one, but you got to identify number one first before you can look out for number one is always God. But they think it's them. Number one is me. No, number one isn't me at all. I don't have a number, as a matter of fact. There is only one. He is the only one with a number, and nobody else gets a number. He is God. Why? Because God is first. God is premier. People who are proud are always going to be self-oriented. That's how their pride is revealed. They're always going to be people who are all about themselves. Pride is always revealed in some form of self-orientation. Now, there's a bunch of different forms. But one of those forms, at least, is going to be present in a person who is proud. You want to be careful of that. Look out for pride. If you get in a situation where you see somebody who thinks they're all that, think to yourself, I'm looking at somebody who's going to be opposed by God. If you encounter somebody who thinks they're smarter than other people or better than other people, and the way that'll show up is often they'll tell other people what they should be doing. You're looking at somebody who's going to be opposed by God. If you look at somebody who has athletic ability, and that makes them all snotty and puffed up. You ever meet somebody like that? You can throw a ball. You're something. Everybody goes, oh, they're something. No. They're nothing. They're dust balls. But the fact that they have that in their thinking tells you they're going to be opposed by God. Guys, friends make a difference. Who you choose as your friends will make a difference in your life. Never choose proud people as friends. They will not be your friends. They're going to be all about themselves. Never choose proud people to be your friends. Watch out for proud people. Sometimes they're proud and they justify it in their mind. Well, I'm right, I know better, therefore what I'm doing is defensible. It's not. They're lying to themselves. Why? Because they're proud. Never choose proud people to be your friends. Never allow yourself to get proud. Stay humble. Guys, always stay humble. Humility is amazingly valuable. Like I said, it's the number one characteristic of a successful Christian. The most important thing that a Christian has in their life is humility. The Word of God says in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. In other words, when God is doing something, stay humble. If you are being very successful in that which God is doing, and God is allowing you tremendous success, stay humble. If you are following God and you're not getting any results that you can see, don't worry about it. Stay humble. Whenever something is going on with your life, and God is in it, and God is in everything in your life, stay humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and that has a result. In due time, He will exalt you. He will lift you up. He will make you successful in whatever it is. You see it all the time. You see Christians who go into, let's say, business, but they're humble people, and because they're humble, they're honest. And God starts to promote their business, and sometimes you don't even know how it's working. Just all of a sudden, God is promoting their business. If it's a Christian athlete, and they are humble before God, God starts giving them ability they didn't have before. If it's a Christian scientist or a doctor, and they're humble before God, God gives them skills and knowledge that otherwise they wouldn't get before. There was a famous doctor, he's actually a world famous brain surgeon. His name was Ben Carson. He was at Johns Hopkins University. He was the best brain surgeon in the world. Before he did brain surgery, he would always go to his patient and he would pray with them. And he was humble enough to know that even though he was the best in the world, he still needed God's help to do the surgery. He still needed wisdom from God to do the surgery. And so before every surgery, he would pray. And God made him into the best brain surgeon in the world. Now, he was a poor kid. He had no prospects. He had no reason, if you looked at the way he was growing up, to become a successful doctor. He was not in a good place when he was young. But his mother forced him to be humble. His mother was a very smart lady. And though he was poor, his mother required certain things of him that kept him humble. And she wouldn't allow him to get proud. And the result is, he went to the best schools in America and became the best brain surgeon in the world, working at one of the best hospitals in America. Why? Humility. It's all about humility. Always stay humble. If you are humble, God will prosper you. If you are humble, God will promote you. Whatever it is, if you are humble, God will lift you up. Then there's the other side to this, pride. In Proverbs 16:18, pride comes before destruction. If you want to see somebody mess themselves up, look at the proud person. Pride comes before destruction. You can actually listen to people and be able to predict what their outcome will be. Pride comes before destruction. If the person is proud, you know that their future is going to be rough. If the person is humble, you know the future is going to hold some good things for them. It's very easy to tell. If they're proud, it's going to be a rough road. If they're humble, it's going to be a good road. The Word of God says in Psalm 34:2, "My soul shall make its boast in the Lord." You want to brag about something? Brag about God. Never brag about yourself. Brag about, God did this for me. God healed that person. God took care of me. God helped me. Whatever it is. You want to brag? Brag about God. Otherwise, don't brag. But if you're going to brag, brag about God. And then it continues, "The humble shall hear of it and be glad." The humble hear and are glad. You want to be happy in life? Yeah, I want to be happy in life. I've never met a person who says, I want to be miserable in life and depressed. You want to be happy in life, stay humble. And if you're humble, you'll hear the Word of God. There's a reason why that produces happiness. Because the Word of God in Romans 10:17 produces faith in us. And in Hebrews 11:6, that's how we please God, is with faith. Without faith, it's not possible to please Him, but faith is exceptionally pleasing to God. In other words, the same way God hates pride, God loves faith. A person who is humble will hear and receive the Word of God, and it builds faith in them, and God loves that. And God will make sure that that person has joy and contentment in their life, satisfaction, even in difficulties, even in trials. You can be happy during difficult times. Because it's not the circumstances that make you happy or unhappy. It's the way that you think that makes you happy or unhappy. And if you have the thoughts of God, because of humility, because of hearing the Word of God, the thoughts of God will produce tremendous joy in your heart, even in times that are difficult. In Psalm 69, verse 32, the humble shall see and be glad. Now, seeing talks about perception. So what it means is that in order to understand things, in order to see the real nature of it, in order to understand the Word of God, in order to understand the ways of God, you got to be humble. But when you understand those ways, you can see what God is doing in the things that are happening in your life. And the things that God is doing, being able to see that is going to produce great happiness in your life. Why? Because it always produces confidence and it produces expectation. If things are good, that's easy. But even if things are bad, if things are bad and I see God's hand in it, I see that God has a plan, that God loves me, that God has a purpose, that God is going to reward me for going through difficult things. All of a sudden, the anticipation and expectation of seeing God not only come through for me in my difficult situation, but then reward me on top of it, that produces great happiness in a person's life. Paul the Apostle suffered more persecution perhaps than anybody else except Christ in his day. You know what he said? He loved tribulation. Do you like tribulation? Most people say, I don't like tribulation. Tribulation means tough times, difficult things. Paul said, I love those things. How can you possibly say that? Because Paul knew what the tribulation was really about. Paul knew that God was letting things happen in his life, not because he wanted to punish him or be difficult or mean to him. Paul knew that any tribulation that took place in his life was going to be promotion in the kingdom of God, rewards when he gets into eternity, character that he could never have, and seeing God move on his behalf. I can tell you firsthand, there's nothing as amazing, there's nothing as joy-producing is when God moves on your behalf. It's absolutely awesome. There will be times in your life, if you're humble, where you're going to see God do something just for you that was impossible, but He did it for you. And that is so amazing when you see that. That makes you feel like $1 million. It's like the most fun, exciting thing in the world when God does something on your behalf. It really builds you up to no end. In 2 Samuel 22:28, God delivers people who are humble. If you get yourself in trouble, it doesn't matter whether trouble comes or you get yourself into trouble. If there is trouble, if there is challenge, if whatever it is, and you need help, stay humble. Sometimes people get into trouble and they get proud. And the pride is expressed in anger. Stay humble. Always stay humble. If you stay humble, God will deliver you from the problem. If you get proud in the problem, God will use the problem to oppose you. So stay humble. Always stay humble. The Word of God says in Psalm 9:12, the second half of the verse, that He doesn't forget the cry of the humble. A humble person is somebody who God's constantly keeping them in mind. Sometimes you pray and you wonder, God, did you even hear me? Do you remember that I asked this? The question really isn't, does He remember? The question is, am I humble? If I am humble, then I know that God always remembers me. He always remembers what I ask. He's always active on my behalf. So always stay humble. In Psalm 25:9, humble people will be led by God in justice. In other words, you're going to know what is right. It doesn't really mean justice like lawyers and judges. It really means in a deep understanding into the nature of things. That's called discernment. A humble person gets discernment from God. A humble person will understand the nature of things, not because it's in themselves to understand it, but because God will lead them in it. God will show it to them very often. And then it says, the humble, he teaches his ways. If you want to know the ways of God, stay humble. In John 16:13, the Holy Spirit guides us in all truth, but he'll do it only if we are humble. So always stay humble. Whatever you do, stay humble. In Psalm 147:6, the Lord lifts up the humble. You feeling kind of down? Stay humble. And God lifts you up. Having a tough time? Stay humble. God will lift you up. Kind of confused about what to do next? Stay humble. God will lift you up. Whatever situation you're in, you're feeling lonely? Stay humble. God will lift you up. God always takes care of it when you're humble. The wicked, he casts down to the ground, it says there. But the humble people, he takes care of them. You want to have God taking care of you. You want to have God active on your behalf. You want to be happy in your life. You want God to always take your side of things. He can and he does. And the way that you get there is to stay humble. So no matter what you guys ever do, stay humble. Don't ever allow yourself to get proud. Stay humble, and then you're going to have some wonderful things going on in your life. You understand? Okay, that's it for today.